We all go through challenges.
The successes and the stresses.
Peace, bro. I need my peace.
Because the man's a genius.
That's cruising, man. That's living life right there. That's,
for real.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
That's all it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's your positivity right there.
That's funny. That's funny. What?
Hello, 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 everybody. We are Young Professionals Growing Together, otherwise known as YPGT, and you are now tuned into the YPGT podcast, creating a platform for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. We are your hosts, Corey, Mr. Jones, Real Estate, and
yo.
Kaz, King of Self. That would be me. And we're back.
Hey, how do you feel about that? How do you feel?
Honestly, bro, when we got that one guy on the phone the other day and started talking, like, after that night when we planned this out, you know, and said we need to get back to it because it's 2021, I was really excited. You know, I don't get excited too often, but I was genuinely
That's true.
Excited.
That is true about you. That is true.
Yeah, man. I'm quiet.
No, man, because we got a lot to look forward to, man. We got a lot to look forward to 2021. We can flip over a new leaf, get everything rock and roll, things we wanted to do in 2020, we can now move it over to 2021 and actually get it written down or accomplished this year. So it's definitely exciting, man. And again, we've been putting this off for some time now.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're actually sitting down and actually doing this now, which is a beautiful thing, it's like, it's much needed. It's needed right now.
It's definitely needed.
It's what the culture needs.
Just after that vacation we just took, I just took that vacation. You worked through the vacation. No, I had to do it, man. At least to myself.
Oh, no, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So since we last spoke, like, what's been going on with your life? Like, what's been going on? Like, give me a little, not too much. No, sprinkle. Give me a little sprinkles of what you had planned or what you've been up to. Like,
yeah, I'll give you some sprinkles. Right, so basically, what's been going on is the further development of the brand that is King of Self and whatnot. It's just making sure that it's more well-rounded and covering all the bases, putting more in the shop, putting more into the name, putting more behind the marketing and understanding how it all works. Speaking of marketing, that's why I was focusing on like marketing tactics. You know, if you got to take a marketing class, you got to take a marketing class type thing. So, I'm doing all of that. Oh, and not to mention, you already know I hurt my back.
Of course, you're old, right? Yeah, we talked last episode how old you are. As you guys can see, I was not wrong. This is what I'm talking about.
To be fair,
to get a whole,
it wasn't from old age. You know, playing ball will do something to you, and you don't even realize what happened. I took an injury, I took a knock, whatever it was. But either way, it's not old age, man. That's just the fact that it just happened. I got out of the car and it just started happening. I don't know
exactly. You know what happens when you know. Now I'm at the age where when I get out of bed, I'm like, I got something hurting. I walk up the stairs, something hurting. Like, it's the old age, bro. Your bones is not as like they used to be. You need some milk. That's what the young kids say nowadays. You need milk. You need some milk. That's all you need. That's it.
I'm going to be in denial on this one for a minute, man. It can't be that because I'm still kicking.
Happy your good health, bro. But with me, man, all I did was before the new year started, bro, I've just been laying out a game plan as far as everything, as far as from marketing standpoint to a promotional standpoint to a goals list. I even made my first goals list this year. Normally I just say a goal and I just stick to it, but this year I wanted to change it up. So I decided to write these goals down. I even got an accountability partner right now he told me his goals, I told him mine or whatever, and we're making sure each other stays on track as far as hitting those goals this year. Nice. Which I never ever did before, so right. I'm really trying to like elevate who I am. Personal development is what I'm trying to focus on, personal development come before business development. Big time, you gotta know who you are, you know what I'm saying, to get where you're trying to go. So I'm working on a lot of personal development this year. I'm back on the reading more books, because last year I started, but the beginning of the year I kind of like settled out of it. Mm-hmm. Because I was lacking like the motivation. I found myself not being motivated last year at all. Like, right. I would say 2020 was one of the worst years for motivation, because I'm the kind of person where I'm always motivated to do something, but like the middle of 2020, bro, I just like feel like I just died out. Like, I had no motivation, no sense like create anything, no sense to like build anything, like nothing. I was just in like limbo. So I was trying to break that funk. I told myself 2021, I'm just going to break out of that comfort zone or whatever, in case you want to call it whatever, and do something totally different that I never did before. So that's what I've been just focusing, man, just trying to be on social media more. Cause we talked about this last episode. I think we talked about last episode about the social media experience, like trying to be more social media, because we're obviously introverts. We're not really out there like that as far as elaborating on what we're doing, where we're going, who we're with, this and that, what we're eating. Like, we're not big on that, obviously the times have changed, and people obviously want to see who you are before they decide to work with you. It sucks, but that's just the nature of the beast what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm trying to focus on, more social media influence, posting education-wise, and I'm laying everything out as far as game plan from day to day. What am I posting? When am I posting it? And just trying to stay consistent, man. That's what I've been trying to focus on since 2021 started. Yeah. That's where my head is, and that's where I'm actually just in that – I'm in that space. I'm being creative right now. That actually segues into our topic of the day. Mm. We're talking about the power of creativity. So it actually flows together. Yeah. You see how we just transition over like that? We just transition over into the topic of the day. I'm smooth with it, man.
Yeah, you're smooth with it.
Smooth with it, bro. So the fact we're talking about power and creativity. Creativity can be many different things for a lot of different people. Different things as far as different aspect of, like, some of the topics we're actually going to just touch on. We'll give you guys a little bit of what we're going to talk, like, topics we're going to touch on. We're going to talk about a little bit about influence of creativity, like, where people get an influence from. Different thing, like, motivation. Like, for example, I told you guys, last year I wasn't motivated enough. It's because I wasn't being creative. So that's another topic we're going to touch on. Oh, we're going to talk about different things creative people go on.
Mm. But I was going to say, before we even get into
that. I'm listening. What you got?
Before we even get to all the topics, let's start right there with that motivation. So that's a prime example that we could use immediately. Say, like, since you were motivated in 2020 and, you know, 2021 rolled around, what was the motivation for you to get into that that, like, I need to be more creative, or I need to do something different? Like, was it the mundanity of everything, or was it the simple fact that you just got tired or fed up with a certain lifestyle? What was it?
Right. So it was a couple of number of things. One, I was dealing with a lot of personal issues, personal problems, or whatever that I had to get dealt with, or whatever the case may be. Nothing major.
Right.
But any kind of, as a creative, anything like gets in your way of like being creative, like your creativity, it puts a halter on it. Yeah. And so I had to figure that little aspect of my life. I had to figure that little hurdle I had to get over, or whatever. And it was just blocking from being like creative. And so it was one of those things where I wake up in the morning, it's like, oh man, I really don't feel like doing nothing today. It's like, It was one of those things. It's kind of hard to like put in words, but as a creative, I'm pretty sure you understand what I'm saying when I say this. It's like,
we call it 2020.
Let's call it 2020. Let's call it 2020. 2020 was just like, I'm gonna do this. I'll just put it off. So what I kept doing, I just kept putting things off. I'm like, I'll do it Monday. Yeah. So it's Friday. I'm gonna take the weekend off. I'll do it Monday. Then Monday come around. You know what? I'll do it on Thursday, because Thursday I want to wait for Friday. I'll do it Thursday. Thursday end up coming around. You know what? Monday is right around the corner. Monday's right around the corner. Let's do it Monday. Oh. And so it got to a point where it just felt like it was just, because anything after 21 days is now a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I developed a habit of just not being creative and not designing or not drawing or not thinking of other things to do.
Right.
It just really like put that halt on everything I was doing. So it put everything on like standstill. Everything on standstill.
Well, you know, there's a lot of contradictions sometimes in the perspective of people for 2020, you know, so I understand that wholeheartedly for like how you say, you know, you didn't leave like that motivation. And there were times where that happened to me as well. So, I mean, but I think that, you know, just in last year, it was a lot of how a lot of people determined to take what was happening, because most people flew off, you know, and just jettison in 2020 because of the circumstances. So it affects us all differently. So it's interesting to see how, you know, someone like you who's Mr. Gung-Ho, you know, when you're ready to go, you're ready to go. It's interesting to see how, you know, that it hit hard for you in terms of the motivation for that creativity.
Oh yeah, big time. It was like unexpected, because when you're outside looking in, like people outside looking into my life, and you'll think, oh my God, you got to like hold together, like you're doing this, you're doing that, like you have like you're doing so great, this and that, but you don't see like the inside. It's like, yo, I'm not motivated to like do anything like right now, like
because
you seeing what I'm showing you. You know what I'm saying? You're seeing the persona. I'm just showing you what I want you to see, but in actuality, it's like now I'm not even motivated to like do anything. You know me, I'm always doing one thing to the next, one thing to the next, one thing to the next. And in fact, I'm just like stationary. You will never know unless I tell you. Yeah. You will never know. So it's like one of those things where I was just halted, like stuck. I feel like I was just stuck. Can't get out, just stuck. So let me ask you a question, since you are one of the most creative people I know. As far as influence, like what do you find your influence for the creativity that you do possess?
Like what influences me to make the things I make?
Correct. What influenced you? So what influenced you, or who influenced you, or just elaborate a little bit about it.
That's an interesting, kind of ties into motivation. That's a very interesting way for me to explain, is because it's like, it's just a sense of purpose.
Okay.
I mean, I can't even describe it as something physical to say like, this is what, you know, this one thing. I mean, granted, everybody could be like, yeah, I don't want to be broke. I want to be, I'm trying to eat. Kind of thing.
True.
I mean, at its base level, yeah, but for the most part, you know, art came to me as an outlet at first. So when I started doing it, it was more like, I'm not sure what else I could do for a career. And when I was in college, or before I got to college, I was like, you know, all right, let's go with art. It seems to come natural, blah, blah, blah. And then I go on and I do it. And it's kind of carried on that way in terms of this, like, faux side hustle that's my main hustle kind of thing, you know what I mean? It's a business on the side, you know, in addition to a 9-to-5 or whatever, but it's still in the forefront of my brain is the primary focus,
right? And
what influences me to do that is a simple fact that, like, I'd be feeling I wouldn't be doing myself any justice, like, or I'd be cheating myself out of an experience, period, or you can call it a quote-unquote gift. You know, it's like, if you have the ability to do something and you're not doing it, it's just like, you know, you're just depriving yourself and people around you of an experience that you have to give a perspective on.
That's deep.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's crazy. Like, that's the only way I could really describe it. Because other than that, it's like, you know, people are influenced by the times. People are influenced by, like, what's happening in social media and stuff like that. And, you know, none of that seems to stick out. Like, for me, it's about creating original content. Mm-hmm. Just because you can, and using that to leave behind a legacy of what you were able to do in this life. That's like base. That would be that's base level, even though it's deep. That's base level for me. That's like where it all starts, because it all comes back to that for me. It's like, if you can do it, then do it. And if you know how and you have the ability to, then you should do it. Otherwise, it's like you're gonna suffer. Like, you know.
That makes sense. Now, that makes sense. I agree with you like 1,000%, because, you know, you always deep with me. I get you. You know, you just test the surface. Now, I know you can go deeper than that. I know you can go deeper.
Yeah, yeah, deeper,
but we're going to get it, people. We're going to get it, people. Just a little bit. Because, again, if you want to know more about Glenn and his backstory, definitely check him on IG, King of Cost, King of Self, Cost himself. So let me ask you another question while I got you on this topic. Yeah, so, for example, somebody like me who just walk into, I've been a creative person, I would say my whole entire life, just creative. And then, boom, out of nowhere, block it just come. Mm-hmm. And I'm 6 months stagnant, not doing anything. Like, what would be some good pointers you can actually give to people as far as trying to get out of the creativity block? Let's say that. Let's use that one as our subtitle.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun. I call it my old friend, creativity block. You know, artist block.
Why do you call it that? Let's touch that first.
Because listen, man, you gotta understand, like, in this life, the things that oppose you are the things that are gonna help you in the long run, period. And that goes, you know, well beyond art. That goes in every aspect of life. Just people have to understand and see that based on the perspective of what's happening to them. Simply put, you know, it's like, you know, something that comes natural to you, if you don't practice it, you still run into blocks, you know. So, you know, imagine if you know, someone say, oh, I'm good at playing ball. Like, I can play basketball all day, you know, and you shoot buckets, threes, like Steph Curry out there, and just knock them out, like, every day. And then you stop playing for about 2 months, and you know you have the ability to do it, but, you know, you haven't practiced in 2 months. You go out there and start trying to drain threes, and you're like, why is it not falling?
Right, true.
You know, you're out of the flow. As simple as that. If you're not in the flow, then it's not gonna come about the same way it did when you was in practice. So, you know, artist block and creativity block in that way is kind of the same thing, except in reverse sometimes. So I know it's tricky. So like,
that's tricky.
Yeah. If you have like, if you're going on a streak of creativity, you know, that's because there's an influx of information, or that's because there's an influx of motivation or influence, or whatever you want to call it, from outside stimulus, like, you know, from, you get fueled by politics, or you get fueled by the aggression of people who are arguing back and forth, that makes you create some giant portrait or mural of art or whatever it is. And what happens when that dies down, you know? Then you have to find a different way to stimulate your mind to create something, you know, positive, negative, whatever it is, or just even as an outlet. So, you know, if, when you have artist block in that way, or creativity block, sorry, you have, sometimes you just have to step away from, you know, the canvas, the artboard, the drawing board, whatever it is, do something different to re-inspire or reinvigorate that spark that's in your mind that you have to find. Cause it's like every time you run into creativity block, it's a rediscovering of yourself. It's like you're in a rat in a maze and you hit a wall and you got to start back from scratch and then go again. Simple as that.
You know, that makes, that's deep. And that actually makes that makes a lot of sense to me. That resonates with me very, very well. Yeah. Cause again, like I told you, I was blocked for a while. And what I did was, like you said, step away from the canvas. Like, took my mind off of just doing that and then focus on something else, put my mind somewhere else. So I took up like some, I watched YouTube on some cooking stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went far left from what I've been doing. Like, I went far left. It took my mind off it, got me away from it for a while. And then boom, now I'm back. And I'm like you said, full speed ahead now. But again, like you said, it's self-discovery.
Yeah.
That's deep. It's very deep that you say that, because it means a lot, especially for a creative person that's in the creative space. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. When we say creative, we don't mean just artists like drawing. We don't mean musicians, rapping. We don't mean people who do instruments. We mean everybody. Because every form of, like, creativity has different looks and different styles.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, Glenn? So yes. it's a lot of ways to be creative. You don't have to be in just an art space. You can be doing anything. You know what I'm saying? So Glenn, let me ask you a question. What does creativity look like? What styles? What creativity? How do you say it? Like, what styles of creativity you see, like, on a day-to-day basis? Like, how do you, I'm trying to figure out how to word this, like, this.
No, I get you. So let's think about it this way. Sense. Yeah, when we talked about this topic, you know, beforehand, it's like, how did we, I wanted to figure out the best way to say it. So it's like, there are different styles of creativity. We know this. Right. And in the observation of it is what we're trying to analyze in this part of the conversation, where it's like, you know, how many, not how many different styles of creativity are there, but how is, hold on. It's like, what different types of styles of creativity can you identify on a day-to-day basis? I think that's how we should phrase it, right? So let's see, let's think about it this way. You know, it depends on your level of appreciation, I guess. So if you want to go to like the most minuscule, minute, like, you know, on a subatomic level, say, oh, you know, I appreciate how much creativity and ingenuity had to go into the process of creating a phone in order for us to do this. But I mean, you know, that's so deep. But like, think about something that a little bit more surface level, like, you know, how much creativity goes into people creating those memes. Like, in order to create something that goes viral, it seems like it's so difficult, but it's so simple. And that's where, like, the hardest part of creativity comes in, is finding the simplicity in something that no one else thinks of, you know? So that's one. Another could be like thinking, there's a lot of creativity and innovation that has to come into creating, schedules for some type of government project, or like how a city works, or you know, like these types of positions that, you know, people don't really think about. There's creativity in all these things, and it's just like everybody has a different form of understanding. Like, a mathematician can go ahead and do a certain type of math problem, and I'll just look at him like, how were you able to link these two scenarios together in order to make this one whole thing? I'm like, I'm still stuck on, you know, X being a number now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, remember back when we was in high school and people talking about, oh, you have to introduce X and Y? I'm like, wait, well, I thought we just dealing with numbers.
Like, what? Exactly. Where did that come from? Exactly. Like, hold up.
Like, that whole aspect of it, like, you know, it becomes a mind-blowing sensation to understand, like, you know, it's like, how does someone else do that? They're able to create something completely different because of their level of perception based on their experience. And it's one of those things where there's so many different different forms and styles and variations of creativity in the world, especially on a day-to-day basis. And it's almost impossible to analyze, even though we're trying to do that right now. It's almost right. impossible to analyze it, because it's like you can think about that about anything, you know. There's so many different styles. I'd like to say, you know, mine obviously is visual expression. Let's just call it that. Visual expression. And I'm not gonna lie, a little bit of audio expression. I dabble with some tunes and stuff like that. So, you know, there's so many different ways. So how would you say that you have a level of creativity or style, I guess you can call it, in the real estate business, you know?
Oh man, like you said, like creativity it comes in many different forms. Mm. Like you have people in the real estate industry who can actually like generate a deal out of like thin air because the fact they were so creative with the decision they're making. It's like, how did you come up with that? Like you said, the mathematician example you gave, it's the same thing people do in the real estate field, because there's so many different ways of actually just trying to like even finance a deal, because they have what's called creative financing. It's just basically saying, you don't have to go the normal route of trying to get financing for a house. There's 100 different other opportunities, but you have to be creative in your financing to get it accomplished.
I don't want to drag you too deep down the rabbit hole, but can you like explain what you mean? Because I'm not.
No, of course. Yeah. I'll give you a little sprinkle. Like you gave us earlier. I give you a little sprinkle. Boom. All right. So for example, I'm going to use like a simple, very, very simple, something you can understand. Mm-hmm. Something that anybody listen to understand, even if they're not in the industry, real estate industry,
yeah,
quote unquote, you can't see by having the finger thing going up. So, all right. So boom, easy way of finance. So for example, you sent me a video on IG earlier. I don't know if you remember, you sent me one on IG.
Yeah.
And I'll reply like facts. And I'll break down, because that's the simple analogy I'm actually going to give. All right, so for example, in real estate, normally you buy a house, you either pay one of two ways. You either get a loan from a bank or you buy a property all cash. Okay. Those are your norm. That's the norm, okay? Those are the normal two ways of buying property. Now, a creative way is having zero money, like no money in your bank account, all right? And you can still end up acquiring the property. And it's through a way of creative financing. It's called wholesaling. So this is how it actually works laid out. I'm trying to keep it simple without going into detail. So I'm trying to think as I'm talking.
All right,
so bear with me. So boom. Let's say, for example, Glenn, you have a property, right? Let's say your property is run down. It was in your family for, let's say, centuries or whatever, or however long it's been your family. It's been passed down through generation to generation. Now it's run down. The family no longer wants to take ownership of the property and like keep it maintained or whatever the case may be. And they just pretty much want to get rid of it. Yeah. The house is run down, but it's in a gray area. It's just run down. Okay.
Yeah.
So what I will do is I'll come to you and say, hey, Glenn, I see you guys got a property here on XYZ Street. I'm looking to actually acquire it. I'll buy it from you, whatever the case may be. Have you thought about selling it? And you'll say, yeah, I'm looking to sell it, because obviously I don't want anything to do with it. I'll sell it to you. And now I got to come up with a number that attracts you, but it doesn't turn you off. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's not going to be the market value of the particular property because it is run down.
Right.
So I got to come up with a number that makes sense, that it gets you to, okay, say, agree to the transaction, agree to the deal, or whatever the case may be. Boom. I come up with a number. It fits you perfectly because you don't care, obviously, about the property.
Yeah.
And it helps me perfectly because it's not market value, so I bought it undervalued.
Right.
Boom. Mind you, I still have $0 in my bank account.
Right.
But you don't know that, only I do. Okay.
Right.
So now what I do is I get you to sign a contract. Okay. Once you sign the contract, now technically the property is mine now. Until we actually physically close, obviously. But the property is in my control. So what I'll do is, boom, I'll go find a real buyer, somebody who actually has funds and who actually like invests into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it to them. I'll say, hey, listen, I have a property. The value of the property is worth, let's use example, let's say $300,000. Okay.
Yeah.
I purchased, I'll sell it to you for $150,000. Okay.
Yeah.
Mind you, I bought the property from you, Glenn, for $100,000.
Right.
Okay. So I just sold my contract basically for $50,000. I sold it to this gentleman who's actually going to really invest the property, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. I signed the contract over to him.
Mm-hmm.
He then closes on the property, and he now physically owns the property because he closed on it, paid whatever fee it was. He paid it, and now he has ownership of the property. So I basically pretty much played the middleman role and got $50,000 off a transaction that when I had no money in my bank account. So I made $50,000 off of just because I found you. I was in the right place, right time. I came with the negotiation for the deal. I gave it to somebody who actually really wanted to buy it. They bought it from me. They closed the deal. I made $50,000. That's just one way of creativity when it comes to real estate. And people are doing it every single day.
That's crazy. Yeah. So essentially,
it's a lot
is that not like a little shifty, or is it like legitimate? You know, because it's like even though you're playing the middleman.
No, it's legitimate. It's definitely legitimate. It's frowned upon for realtors realtors or whatever the case may be, because obviously they get cut out of the deal because they don't make anything off it, so they don't like it, obviously.
I understand.
But it's a legit form of creativity when it comes to real estate. You don't even have to have a real estate license to actually do that, to be honest with you.
That's crazy.
You don't have to real estate, all you just need is knowledge. If you have the knowledge, if you can acquire the knowledge, you can actually do that. But obviously it's more logistic that goes inside of it, because it is more detail oriented. Of course, I was just giving you like the HGTV version, the stuff you want to hear. Yeah. I'll give you that. Obviously it's more detailed, but it's not as hard as you may think. It's all about the area that you actually get this property from. So that's just one way of creativity. So yes, and when I say it's hundreds of thousands of them, like it's 100 different ways in real estate, it's so many different ways. Like I can go on for days and days and days, but obviously the podcast is not that long.
That is true.
But so you can, that's just one way of creativity, man. It's like, and that's what we mean when we say creativity. Mm. It doesn't matter what field you're in, there's creative ways, and there's creatives in these fields. And that's why that's why everything is so innovative. You always look like, dang, I should have came up with that idea. When you see an invention that come on TV, that come on one of these paid programming, I should have came up with that, like the flex seal, whatever it's called, the thing. Like, why didn't I come up with that? But it's so, because a creative person thought of that. They really sat down, they did what they had to do, the research, whatever, and they came up with their creative blends, or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. The creative juices started flowing, right? And boom, they came up with the idea. But yeah, everybody's creative in some form or fashion.
It's true. And then the rest of that came down to creative marketing. That's another topic, because marketing in itself.
Of course. You got to have that. You got to have that in there.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole different animal. And that's definitely true. But I want to transition you off, Glenn. Let's get onto a lighter note, man. Let's play a little fun little game, man.
Let's do it.
Game right here. So it's called, you may have heard it before. For those of you who haven't, it's called This or That. We'll come up with a creative name for it later on down the line. But for right now, this is what we're gonna call it. It's called This or That.
Listen,
basically, the goal, the ideal is, yeah. So the goal for it is it's pretty much one word answer. But you can elaborate if you feel like you need. If you want to explain your position on it, like why did you pick this over that, you can explain. You don't have to go into detail, nothing crazy. But it's just a few, you know, a little icebreaker, little jabs or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one, all right, you ready?
Let's hit it.
All right, so this or that. All right, Apple or Microsoft?
That would be Microsoft, for sure. No questions.
Got you Microsoft? Yeah, okay, I definitely need that. Give me one since as to why, though.
You already know I'm droid till I die, only because it's like, you know, one instance. Apple, for me, you know... iProducts, Apple, all that, it seems too cookie cutter, you know. It's a lot of control that seems to be taken away, and a lot of people out there will disagree with me in terms of user ability and say, oh no, it's just based on how savvy you are with products and whatnot. I'm like, yeah, but when you pay like thousands of dollars for a phone that they come out with update, you know, every other so often, and you have to buy the next version and the next version. I'm like, okay, I've had the same phone for years. I'm able to have the same phone for years and not have any issues. You know, I just use it to call people and run apps. That's it. I mean, I don't need to pay for a brand in that way. I prefer to pay for the experience, you know.
Okay, I'm with you. Okay, I got you. That makes sense. I will answer mine, but it's not about me. It's about you. I'm the host.
I mean, we already know what you're.
Yeah, you know, I'm Apple. My Apple.
I can give you the whole spiel, and you'll go back just like the other day and be like, you know what? Mm-mm.
Yeah, Apple. Yeah, no matter what you say, it's Apple. No matter what you say, it's Apple. It's Apple. So next one. All right, ready? So infinite amount of money or infinite amount of time.
Time. Well, wait.
Go ahead and listen. I'm listening.
Hang on.
For this one. Yeah, go in your thinking cap. Go in your thinking cap.
Usually this would be a quick answer for me, but let me think about this.
Yeah, no, that's why I had to go deep.
Honestly, it would be money. And I'm not someone who cares about money in that way at all. It's only because, especially when you understand the practice of spirituality, you understand what time really means to you. You know, I understand how to use my time, and time is what it is because in this life, you know, it actually ends, which is what makes it worthwhile. So to make your life during that time more accessible and easier, I'd say money, because that's one thing we use our time on. So I'd rather get back my time by having infinite money, and I can do what I want with my time, period. That's the best way I can describe it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the best way. I got you. I'm with you on that. I understand. So let's walk into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this or that, but it's more like a sentence, all right? So this would be the ability to talk to animals.
I like this.
Or that being able to speak all foreign languages.
Oh.
Yeah, you wasn't ready.
Dang. Oh, man. God, pass. let me see.
You gotta pick one. Yo. It's all good for that. You gotta pick one.
That's crazy. No, it's a no-brainer now. No, it's a no-brainer.
Go ahead, which one is it?
Animals, for sure.
Why? Why is animals?
And prime reason is because, one, you could always learn foreign language. You can never learn how to speak with an animal. If I had the option, I'm going to say, yo, give me, you know, the ability to communicate. I'll be Elijah Thornberry, you know, to death. Like a wild Thornberry is be able to talk to animals. Cool, I'll take that. But, you know, I can go to any foreign country, pick up Rosetta Stone, Duolingo, whatever, and I'll be able to learn some languages on my own time. And I use that same time that I'll be able to use because I had infinite money before. So it's...
Remember, you know all foreign languages. You can talk to anybody in any region. It doesn't matter. You know their least, speak their tongue. You speak your native tongue. Anybody.
That's cool. But guess what? In your life, how often you think you'll be traveling to the point where you'd be able to speak with everybody and anybody? You know what I'm saying?
But if you know all the languages, you'll travel more, don't you think?
I mean,
Hold
on, chicken or egg, bro. That's what that is. Chicken or egg.
Come on, man.
Think about it. It's the same. Think about it. If you have the ability to travel to all these different places, it's like that you have a position that affords you to be able to do that. Having the ability to speak with so many people might present you with the opportunity, but it depends on your desire to want to go to said places to do that. I think it's just more of a convenience. You know what I'm saying? Rather than a desire or a purpose to go ahead and say, oh, I'm going to be an international relations individual and be the liaison between countries and speak different languages. We got a machine for that now. They got that earbud thing that can translate. So I think there's ways around it.
You're reaching.
It's not a reach. Think about it. How often are you going to get to talk to animals? I'll wait.
Never.
All right, then.
Never.
All right.
You can talk to a puppy and he understands you a little bit. But hey,
we
don't want to get too deep. We don't want to get too deep because we're going to scrap. We're going to turn this a whole other episode.
Let's
bring it back. What did you do? Fish you back. Come on back. Let's continue the game. We got a few more. We got a few more. Nothing too crazy. Just a few more. Like two, three more. Probably three more. All right, ready?
All right, ready?
Batman or Spider-Man?
Nah, I'm Batman.
This or that?
I'm Batman for sure.
Batman has more powers. He's just rich.
Yeah, but guess what? We talking about creativity. Look what that man did with his creativity.
Yeah, that's true. I guess not. I'm still Spider-Man. I'm thinking Spider-Man.
I've been a DC boy since beginning. So,
I won't even ask the question. Marvel or DC? I'm not going to ask that question. You're Flash. The Flash scenario is what I went to.
I'd have to say DC out of sheer respect and what's the word? Loyalty. I'm not gonna lie. Marvel Cinematic Universe is currently a lot better than DC's. And I can accept that, but still a DC fan, period.
Okay, I got you. So let me ask another one. We got two more left, two more. They're not spicy, but they're good. I think they're good.
Yeah.
All right, so check this out. This or that. This being a week without internet, or that being a week without your phone.
I would take a week without internet. I mean, and most people would be like, oh, I'd take a week without my phone. That way I can still go use the internet. But the whole purpose for me saying that is I, you know, there's times when the power goes out in your neighborhood or whatever, and there's just a peace that comes with it. So I like the idea of not having internet for a period of time, whether forced or otherwise. If I could do it, I would, but you know, I have the companies to run. So
yeah, because you don't feel dependent on the internet.
Exactly. That's what
you don't want that dependency. Like, I gotta have internet. I gotta have internet wherever you go. Like, you don't want that dependency.
Nah, not at all. No. But it's just because it's become such an ingrained part of your life that you have to succumb a little bit and say, you know, I have a company to run, so I can't really stray too far away from technology.
Okay. All right. Cool. I get it. I'm with you on that one. All right. Last one. All right. Check this out. I'm trying to think which the direction I want to go. All right. So we're gonna play it safe. Deep sea diving, which is this, or bungee jumping, which is that.
All right, I'd say deep sea diving.
When I say deep sea, I mean deep sea.
No,
I mean
deep. Yeah, I'm talking about in the trenches. Yeah,
I'm talking about what a fish swim upside down.
Deep. Yeah. I'd say deep sea diving over bungee jumping for sure.
Over bungee jumping?
Yeah, for sure.
Why though? Why?
But, all right, so you know what's gonna happen when you bungee jump.
Yeah, you just bungee jumping.
All right, when you go deep sea, that's an entire world you've never seen before. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you're looking at that from that standpoint. Okay, that makes sense. You're looking from that perspective.
As long as it's a form of safety, obviously, because you know the water pressure when you go down is like it's crazy. But you know, this is a form of safety. I'm straight. I'm with it. You know, I for sure. I'd rather much see a different world than you know the one we've been seeing. You look up, you see bungee jumping. You look down, you don't know what you're seeing down there. Simple. I'd rather see something I never seen before.
That's just so you can look, you can see a whole new world, and you can talk the fish while you're down there because you already showed the fish talking to the fish over.
Exactly. And I'd be able to do all of that because I have infinite money. See how I went all the time.
Exactly. You got infinite money. That makes sense, Glenn. Yo, that makes sense, bro. So,
telling you,
hey, Glenn, man, definitely. I want you. We're gonna wrap that up. That wraps up the this and that section segment. That is. Appreciate you for playing along. We have more next episode to come.
Yeah.
Glenn, man. So, if people want to actually get in contact with you and reach you. What? How can they reach you? How can they reach out to you? They want to learn more about your story.
Instagram. I don't got so much of a story. Actually, no. My story is in a book. My book is called Graphic Design Creativity Meets Perspective. You can find it on my website, kingofself.com. And you can find the link to that if you ever need it on Instagram at king_of_self. And, you know, everything you need to know about me and the perspective I have can be found in that book and through my artwork. Period. Same. Plain and simple.
Perfect. And if you want to connect with me, reach out to me on Facebook, Mr. Jones Real Estate, all one word, same thing as IG, Twitter, everything. I'm Mr. Jones Real Estate, even on my YouTube channel, Mr. Jones Real Estate as well. If you want more of my story, we'll be going into more detail as we further along, so definitely stick with the podcast. We got more entertainment, more information, more just, we want to share our story with you guys. So definitely continue to listen and learn. We're going to leave Glenn with the final word segment. So Glenn, it's on you, man. Give us the final words so we can get up out of here.
Yeah, man. Final word. Basically, bottom line, when it comes down to creativity, when it comes down to artist block, when it comes down to everything we talked about, just remember that it's about who you are as a person in each moment. It's not like what you think it is. You're just experiencing each moment. So take a step back from it sometimes and really assess and address what's going on at the time to make you change the way you've been acting or change your perspective, period, to understand how to move forward. And you'll be amazed at how many new ideas and new viewpoints and creativity just flows through you, like stream or river, man. It just keeps on flowing. So we're experiencing that since 2020, and it's amazing. So that's all I got to say about that.
Perfect, man. Appreciate your final word. And yet, this has been another episode of the Young Professionals Growing Together podcast. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Definitely check out the next episode, which is coming up. Thank you guys.
Appreciate y'all.